Hey, welcome back to the show with Randy Jones. I'm Jesse Agler. Very fitting that Randy is here as the Padres get ready to face a fourth consecutive left-handed starting pitcher. Clayton Kershaw, of all of them. Padres are 16-18 this year in games started by left-handed pitchers. That's an incredibly small number when you consider it's September 8th.
Yes.
Whatever 18 plus 16 is, and 33, whatever, I don't know. But whatever, that's a very small number of starts, isn't it? It feels like it against...
Well, sure.
I wonder what the major league average is. For teams.
Yeah, I mean, against left-handers out of four in a row, that's unheard of.
That's unusual.
That really
especially
is
the,
crazy.
The three in the one series, and now you start off another one. Dave Parrick, he's the fan, and he's kind of our unofficial show statistician.
Right.
I don't know if Dave is watching or if somebody who knows Dave is watching, but he's done a couple projects for us this year. How about the average number of times the teams have faced left-handed starting pitchers this year? Because for the Padres, it's 33. So where does it? To me, it seems like a very low number. But you say something like that, and then you find out that like everybody's at about the same.
About the same. I mean, left-handers still, still the rarity. Majority of right-handers, pitchers start, especially starting pitchers, obviously. And so I would say that's about average.
All right, you're going to go with average. I say it feels low, but again, that's based on absolutely no mathematical insight
that's just
whatsoever.
A, kind of a feeling, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those gut things.
Yeah.
But I don't like to just go by my gut. I'd love someone to blooper if Dave is not watching. Can you research that?
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, he's got no
good
idea
luck
how to,
you
find that out.
Good luck.
That's a Patrick Kurz project, maybe.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
I
happened.
Think so.
Can you send Patrick a note? How about that?
That I can handle.
All right, that you're capable of doing. We're very proud of you. All right, the league today released the 2015 schedule for all 30 Major League Baseball teams. That includes the Padres, of course. I'm sure you've seen some version of it by now. If not, check out Padres.com. You get all the information there. But the team will open the season, Randy, and close the season on the road, and both times in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. They will open up opening day Monday, April 6th in L.A. We don't have times yet for these games, just dates. And they will close the season on October the 4th, almost exactly 6 months later to the day, against the Dodgers.
At first glance, what I really liked, though, was a lot of our division in April, a lot of our division in September or October.
Yes.
Now, I do like that. I think you should start in your own division and end in your with a plethora of games of your own division.
The last month of the season, from September 3rd until October 4th, there is only one series against a team not from the division, and that's the final three home games of next year will be against Milwaukee.
Right.
Outside of that, it's the Dodgers, the Rockies, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, and the Dodgers. The last month is all NL West with the exception of the final three home games against the Brewers. That stands
good.
Out to you. A lot of people, I think, the first thing they notice is this feels like a late start. And it is.
It is.
It is a little bit of a later start. The Sunday night national game opening night will be April 5th, Sunday night. And then everybody opens up that hasn't played yet on April 6th, the Monday. So you get a little bit of a sense of we're starting a little bit later here. And the idea apparently was Major League Baseball obviously could have started things here, or they could have started things the previous Sunday, Monday at the end of March, like the 30th or whatever that would have been. I think what a lot of people have said, though, was they were trying to avoid some of the weather, especially in the Northeast and the Midwest, you can run into at the end of March that you might be able to get out of the way in the second week of April.
Yeah, always an extra week, and then you run into the end of spring training, and I think you're kind of pushing the envelope there, and all you do is you push it to the 6th or the 5th and that opening day, then you October 4th, you just push it back. You go into October just a little bit.
Right. Now, of course, you've got a longer playoffs now than you've ever had before these last couple of seasons, so if you're ending the regular season on Sunday, October 4th, your playoffs aren't getting underway until the 6th, the 7th, and... That means you could end up with a November World Series game.
Sure,
again.
Of course.
And that was a possibility a couple times over the last couple of years. If it would have gone seven games, you would have been in that November 1, November 2 region. Are you, made uncomfortable by the possibility of World Series games being played in early November? It's the Fall Classic. It's October. October baseball, that's the thing we always say. But, some people are almost made nauseous by the fact that you might have to play a game or two in November.
Hey, as long as it's not baseball games on Thanksgiving, I'm good,
That's a lot of leeway you're giving them. I got to say, Rob Manfred is sitting in New York and he's watching and he's like, hey, Randy.
That a boy, Randy.
Yeah, we're going to take it all the way to mid-November. But all right, so you're fine if there's if Game 7 of the World Series was, say, November 3rd, it wouldn't bother you.
Well, it's crazy that if it came to that, to be playing baseball in November and everybody will, I don't have to say a thing because everybody will be screaming about it. It shouldn't be done October. It should be over with in October. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Well,
under this schedule, Yeah. You know, it just happens this year in 2015. But it is interesting. We get Houston at the end of April. Mm-hmm. I really like
that's interleague now, remember.
I understand. Yeah, I like that. You know, but I really like the idea of look at the end of May where we play the Dodgers three.
On the road.
Uh-huh. And then where do we go?
Anaheim.
We go straight to Anaheim for three on the road.
Yeah, so that's a road trip in quotes. But A, you're bussing up. You're bussing up to Los Angeles, and then you're bussing down to Anaheim.
Do you bus back to Anaheim?
Yeah, and then
you come home.
And then you come home.
That.
It's a nice little stretch. You're right. If you're looking at the month of May, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th against the Dodgers, and then the 25th, 26th, 27th against the Angels. You know, very tough travel for a major league team.
A light load on the bus.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's great.
A lot of cars going up to
that works
the
out
Dodgers
really nicely.
In Anaheim.
Yeah, everybody drives themselves and you have your own car. Now, the opposite of that would be in June, if Blooper can pull up the June schedule. So, you know how this year we played four straight against Seattle, two there, two here?
Right.
This next year, 2015, that'll be Oakland. You'll play the four straight against the A's. All right, but hold on. June 17th and 18th at Oakland. Then they go to Arizona, and then they go to San Francisco. So they gave you the Angels and the Dodgers next to one another, but they did not give you Oakland and San Francisco next to each other.
Make you fly down to the desert,
right back to the Bay Area. And I believe, I'm not positive on this, but I believe the team stays in the same hotel when they play the A's and the Giants. So they're going to have to check out and then come right back to the same hotel later.
That's crazy.
So that's one of those little goofy scheduling quirks right there. But yeah, all three Dodger visits to Petco Park in 2015 will be weekends, April 24 to 26, June 12 to 14, and Labor Day weekend, September 3rd to 6th. Same as this year, Labor Day weekend against the Dodgers here at Petco Park. And that's nice. You know, those Dodger games, they got an extra buzz. And especially
sure
when you add them on to the weekend, you know, that those are dates that you circle, I think, as a Padre fan.
Hey, you look at July, too. I mean, you open up July at home against Seattle. Then you have 11 days on the road, you know, almost 12. Then you get
Comic-Con.
All-star break, you know. Then you come back and you're home 11 days right after the break. That's kind of unusual. It seemed like in the last few years, we've been on the road quite a bit right after the All-Star break, so this flip-flopped it on us.
Yeah, so a long stretch away from home at the beginning of July, that is Comic-Con time. I imagine that's not an accident, and that takes you right into the All-Star break. You've got a series at Texas going into the All-Star break. It should be about 220 degrees in Arlington on July 10th, 11th, and 12th. And the Rangers now, again, there are no times yet for these games, but the Rangers the last few years, right, don't they play like semi-night games on Sunday because it's too hot to play day games? So you're going into the All-Star break maybe later than anybody else from a time standpoint.
Because of 12th, that might be an evening game in Texas instead of a 1 o'clock start.
Right, because of the heat.
And you'll probably thank them.
Yeah, no, you'll take that. You'll take that trade.
I would think so.
All right, other teams coming on the weekend to Petco Park in 2015. The Giants, that's the home opener, by the way. April 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. The four-game series against the Giants Thursday through Sunday. Those are the first four home games of the year. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. Colorado will be here for a couple of weekends. Arizona will be here for a couple of weekends. The Nationals will be here for a weekend in May. Pittsburgh will be here for a weekend. Miami will be here for a weekend. Philadelphia and St. Louis. Those are your weekend home series next year. That's fun because you get a little bit of a mix of, you know, the division teams that you see all those times.
Right.
But then also Washington, Pittsburgh, Miami, Philly, St. Louis. You know, you get to see Giancarlo Stanton, assuming they haven't traded him by then, on a weekend, and that's fun.
Those weekends, you got some good ball clubs coming in for those weekend series.
You got what?
That's good teams.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's fun. You know, you'll be able to check those teams out. First time since 2005, the Padres will end the regular season against the Dodgers, and the first time since 2002, they will end the season at Dodger Stadium. So that's it. It's a long homestand at the end of the season, and then three games in L.A. coming out of that, and that is that's a year from now. So today is September 8th, Randy.
Yes.
Next September 8th, the team will be playing the second game of a three-game series against Colorado. So there's a thing for you to know. You know, again, it's you know, baseball, this is when they always release their schedule for the next season. It's a little weird because you still have 3 weeks to go in this season, but it does allow you to have something to get excited about.
I usually don't, you know, since there's no times on it, I don't worry about it.
So you're a times guy. You're more interested in the times.
It is kind of important.
All right. Well, fine then. As a player, I mean, did you pay this any attention whatsoever? Like, you can't, right?
None.
I mean, you just can't even think
about
it.
None whatsoever.
You don't even know if you're going to be here.
Yeah, and also, you got 2 weeks left. you better figure out what time those are and where you're going to be.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to look at this and then be like, oh man, I'm in the wrong city, and then go to the.
Yeah. No. You might glance at it.
That was a joke.
Put it back down.
Yeah. All right. Fine. All right. That's the 2015 Padres schedule. You can check it all out at Padres.com. Time now for the picture of the day presented by Sony. This picture was taken on the new RX10 Sony camera. Visit the Sony store at Fashion Valley to check out their cameras today. Hey, nothing like everybody getting an opportunity to hang out in the Padre dugout. That's fun. Man, if you're a little kid and you get an opportunity to come to the dugout before a game, that's got to be one of the coolest things you can possibly do.
I bet that bubblegum box just got ravaged.
Oh, man. You know the people that on Halloween, they leave the bowl out in front of the door?
Exactly.
And, of course, the first three kids that come by are going to empty the thing out.
Of course.
That's basically what happened with the bubblegum in the dugout.
I mean, you get there and all of a sudden there's like 30 pieces of sugarless left.
Yeah.
Because all the real sugar's gone.
Right. They got the flavors.
Yeah.
The flavor, they got the watermelon and the cherry and all that for the sugar gum, and then the little packets of the sugar free.
They're
probably still there.
Yeah.
I like the sugar free. You can blow a good bubble with it.
Yes.
You get two of them going, you can blow a really good bubble.
There's got a report, folks.
I've been working on this all season long. We'll take a break, come back, get to some of your questions. Hashtag on Twitter, PadresSH, and Corey Spangenberg going to come up and join us in about 10 minutes from right now.